a sigh of relief. I'm Jessica Stone, Fox News. An arrest in the case of four college students stabbed to death last month, but police say the case is far from over. Fox's Dan Springer is in Moscow, Idaho, with details.
28-year-old Brian Koberger is being held without bond for extradition to Idaho on a warrant for first-degree murder. He was in court and was denied bail. A SWAT team from the Pennsylvania State Police made the arrest at his parents' house at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was in eastern Pennsylvania, 2,500 miles away from Moscow, Idaho. Koberger faces four counts of first-degree murder along with felony burglary. More information on the case is sealed until Koberger is physically back in Idaho and has been served with an arrest warrant here.
Stephen Gonsalves reacted on Fox News to the arrest. His daughter, Kaylee Gonsalves, was one of the students killed.
Everything was kept under the wraps. The investigation did everything they could to keep this away from the public, yep. to keep the jury untainted, do everything by the book, and I believe they've done it. Amazing job of that.
The incoming Republican majority of the House is reacting to the White House rejecting a slew of investigation requests. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports in St. Croix, where President Biden is vacationing.
The White House tossed oversight demands from House Republicans into the bunker, claiming they had no authority while they were in the minority. The incoming chair of the House Oversight Committee says the stall buys the White House a few months' time before any court would enforce a subpoena. The oversight requests pertain to questions over the administration's handling of the southern border, fentanyl, the energy crisis, the Afghanistan withdrawal, and the origins of COVID. More than 150 requests over the last 2 years, which will have to be resubmitted next week.
The White House counsel's office says the Biden administration intends to work in good faith with Republicans in the...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
ABC News is reporting that legendary journalist Barbara Walters has died at the age of 93. Fox's Eric Shawn takes a look back at her life.
Barbara Walters was born on September 25th, 1931 in Boston. Her first break in broadcasting was as a writer and researcher for NBC's Today Show. In 1972, she was the only woman reporter to accompany President Richard Nixon on his historic trip to China. In 1974, Walters became co-anchor of the Today Show, which had started her career. Just 2 years later, in a surprise move, she joined ABC to anchor the evening news. She interviewed every president and first lady since President Nixon and became known for asking questions to which everyone wanted answers. Eric Shawn, Fox News.
Jenny Thomas, wife of Justice Clarence Thomas, says she regrets sending texts to then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows after the 2020 election. And health experts say a drug used for treating COVID is showing a lot of promise, but not enough people are getting it. Fox's Steve Harrigan reports from Atlanta.
When Paxlovid, the antiviral pill that you can take at home, hit the market 1 year ago, it was so effective against COVID, there were fears of shortages. Clinical trials show it reduced the risk of hospitalization for those with COVID by nearly 90%. Now that production levels are high, a different problem is occurring. Not enough doctors are prescribing Paxlovid. Part of the reason? Many are just not familiar enough with the new drug. A recent study by Harvard and several other universities show only 11% of COVID patients are taking antiviral pills, which the study calls a tremendous lost opportunity. And there are imbalances as to who ends up getting Paxlovid. Black and Hispanic people are one-third less likely to be prescribed the pill than white patients.
I'm Jessica Stone. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.